Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about February. Everybody knows February, or hopefully everybody knows, February is the big cold and flu month. So we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of why that is and see if we can't, you know, protect you from those types of pathogens. Also, we are going to be talking about some ancient medicines and also some minerals tonight. So we've got some mineral health also on the ticket here. And a quack report. Don't ever forget we got a cracker. Yes, we do. But big heads up coming up in February because it's right around the corner. Dr. Carly will be with us on the 18th, so she'll have some new vaccine and health news to share. So I hope you can join us for that show. And before we get to the quacker, A big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them, praying for all of America, lifting up men and women all over America, and asking for righteousness to be restored here in America, asking for the Lord's help with that, because we're going to need it. I don't know if you saw the State of the Union address. Lord, we're going to need the supernatural help of our Father in heaven. So mind the time, seek the Lord's face, hit the needs. You know, it's our job to ask, you know. It's His will, it'll be done, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got here? Non-stick cookware. Apparently, it's been linked to delayed menstruation in young girls. That's right. Let's see. A Danish study, which was recently published in the Journal of Human Reproduction, they say a class of chemicals commonly used in non-stick cookware, also in stain-resistant clothing and furniture, and also in automobiles, variety of other consumer products, been found to delay menstruation in young girls. Apparently, this toxin, this chemical, is called perfluorinate is apparently exposing young girls to a delayed menstruation of about 5 or more months. So if the mothers are exposed to it prior to pregnancy, same thing. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see, talk about eggs. Anybody out there like eggs? Parboiled, scrambled, deviled. Well, eggs are in the news tonight. What's the difference, really, in commercially harvested, grown eggs and chickens and you know, the free range, the organic, the cage free? What is the difference in all that? You know, is it just marketing language? Well, the folks at Mother Earth News kind of delved into that to see what the differences were. And here's the lowdown, folks. If you get a local farmer, he's going to sell you eggs from chickens that are called pastured, which means the chickens live all their lives outdoors. They eat natural things like insects, worms, seeds, and grass with the occasional supplementation of grains. They get plenty of sun, fresh air, and space to be their own chickens. Basically, happy chickens, happy chickens. Now, if you look at eggs that advertise omega-3 and DHA, these are chickens that are usually factory-raised. They live their entire lives indoors. They're caged and restricted. Their feed tends to be enriched with omega-3 fatty acids and DHA. Okay. Now, if you see your carton of eggs says free-range on there, what that means is usually it's a fantasy classification. Free-range chickens, hens, often only have access to the outdoors for about 5 minutes a day. Okay. Moving along, cage-free, that means instead of being crammed into stacked cages, the animals are squeezed into indoor rooms, generally with little or no outdoor time. Now, if the eggs carton says organic, what this means, this classification egg means produces, well, the producers of the eggs, they need to provide outdoor space and cage-free environments. They also are often, these requirements are fulfilled with manipulative ways. So they break, they cut the beaks of the chickens so they don't fight. There's forced molting through starvation, that's permitted apparently. The animals are not treated with hormones or antibiotics, and their feed tends to be organic. Nutritionally, the eggs have comparable profiles to the conventional variety of eggs. And of course, you know the conventional. Usually these birds are raised in those battery cages. The chickens live under a lot of hardship. Battery cages are so small they can't even extend their wings, and that's with one bird in there. But no, they cram three per cage, so the animal's muscles and bones waste away because they're, you know, not exercised. They have to cut their beaks and force the molting, standard practices under conventional hatcheries. So the eggs tend to be riddled with stress hormones and antibiotics and lots of toxins from the conventional seed. But here's the lowdown now. If you get eggs from pastured local farmers, guess what? They found out. When you compare them to conventional eggs, the pastured local farmer eggs will have a third less cholesterol. They'll have a quarter less saturated fat. They'll have two-thirds more vitamin A. They have two times more omega-3 fatty acids and three times more vitamin E, seven times more beta-carotene, and four to six times the vitamin D of the conventional eggs. So I say hit up the local farmers and get you some pastured eggs out there. Or, you know, get you some your own chickens. Raise them yourself. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, let's see what we have. Well, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act's in full swing, if you will, trying to be anyway. Average wait times are weighing in. Here it is, folks. It started. If you're waiting to get an appointment with a physician in the District of Columbia, you will wait 17 days to get a scheduled appointment. If you are, the average survey nationwide total found that new patient, the wait is about 19 days. Now, if you're in Boston, well, you're going to wait 72 days to get an appointment, and in Dallas, 10 days. Hoo-hoo. And what else here? Nightmares, also on the report tonight. Researchers at the University of Montreal did a study on those dark details and emotions that are associated with our nightmares. There are a few notable differences, especially between men and women. They said men had nightmares more often about disasters, calamities, and insects than women did. Yeah, I think guys have more, you know, arachnophobias, if you will, than women. And the women, their nightmares, they were twice as likely to have nightmares featuring interpersonal conflicts, you know, violence, you know, and stuff like that. So I thought that was very interesting. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank, our magical engineer's doing a fabulous job. All right. You know, because the show depends on engineering. It really does. So give it up for Frank. Yay. All right, we're going to talk about the February flu. You know, big cold and flu month, February. We're about rolling into that month. More colds and flus seem to be reported in February than any other winter month. So, you know, February may mean lots of Valentines and chocolates, but it's also the worst month for getting colds and flus, they say. Why is that? You ever wonder? Well, last year, about 166 million flu shots were given, which contained bird and swine flu strains. And this year, I think the coronavirus is also added in there. Now, about 60% of the United States population got the flu shot last year. The CDC and health authorities reported they were kind of shocked, amazed, that folks last year developed a severe respiratory illness caused by the H1N1 bird flu. Yeah, they got the shot and they got sick. So this strain emerged, as you know, in the highly advertised 2009 pandemic. So last year, this strain hit folks hard between the ages of 18 and 49. So by the time February arrives, you know, these viruses have several months to make the rounds and make more people sick. So, you know, as Dr. Rebecca Carley often says, instead of saying that the flu shot protects you, replace the word protects with infects you with disease. So let's find out why we can, you know, why this is happening in February and how can we avoid getting colds and flu? Well, let's look at some truthful science for just a moment. Now, it can be hard to find some truthful signs when, you know, you're dealing with the businesses which are, you know, made to make profits from disease, you know, like the pharmaceutical companies, the AMA, the CDC. So they would have us believe that, you know, flu outbreaks are because people are not getting vaccinated, when the opposite is really the case. So the vaccine is pretty much an artificial infection. It goes against the nature of the way the immune system operates and neutralizes infectious pathogens. And pharmaceutical companies now add those adjuvants to supercharge the vaccine. And there seems to be three things which are affecting the human immune system. And this has been documented in science, so it's not something I'm, you know, dragging out of midair. Number one, the immune system can be fooled into thinking the pathogen is supposed to be there, and so it doesn't make an antibody to deliver immunity. Number two, the immune system is confused when molecules are similar in the vaccine pathogen and in normal bodily functions, and so the immune system can attack the body instead. This can cause autoimmune diseases, narcolepsy, and other neurological diseases and learning disabilities. And number three, the immune system is put into shock and its normal functions are suppressed or even paralyzed. All right, let's talk about some of the widespread disease, because we're told that the flu risk is highest in February, and there are currently 41 states that are reporting high rates of flu cases. Well, the states with the lowest reports of flu are, this is current now, this year, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Mississippi, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Texas. And if you do get our newsletter, HealthQuest, off the powerherbs.com website, there's a link in the newsletter regarding this. It's a map that the Department of Health and Human Services actually puts together on the hotspots for the flu, and you can check it out there. So with the exception of Hawaii and Iowa, the states that do not reach 50% vaccination saturation, well, they have fewer flu cases reported. Now, Google also seems to report internet searches regarding flu topics to the government, the CDC, and it's being called Google's flu trends. Apparently, authorities think that Google can track the flu stats faster than traditional reporting systems, even though they are known to overestimate flu cases. So the government also tracks the sale of over-the-counter cold and flu products to help with statistics. Now, there's this new study review. The Institutes of Medicine released a consensus report last year, which concluded there are 135 vaccine adverse events in their study, and the possible adverse effects from the flu vaccine that are documented in your medical literature include febrile seizures, narcolepsy, asthma, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, all of the medical literature and medical authorities reassure patients, you know, that the risk of the adverse events and even death is minimal. But the question is, do you believe them? Well, let's talk about some truth, because sometimes every once in a while you do get some from science. Now, it is amazing when medical professionals come forward with the truth about vaccines. Now, the real statistics on the decline of disease before the development of vaccines has been published before by numerous authors, but most don't take it seriously because the authors did not have any medical credentials. Well, how about the International Medical Council on Vaccinations? They're supported by both physicians and laypersons. Now, you've been told by the CDC and the AMA and your doctor that you can't get the flu from the flu shot. So is it just a coincidence? And you probably, you know, maybe were infected with the flu before you got the shot. Sometimes that's what you hear. Well, according to the statistics the International Medical Council put together, that is not the case. Flu vaccines make you more vulnerable to virus infections. They report that there was a 90% decrease in deaths from the flu and pneumonia prior to creating flu vaccines. So in the 1970s, the death rate by flu was 20 to 25 people per 100,000 nationwide. That all changed in the 1980s when flu vaccines were used and increasing the death rate to 30 per 100,000. So these facts were reported to the CDC in 2003 and were also published in the journal Vaccine, where it said, quote, national influenza-related mortality rates among seniors increased in the 1980s and 1990s as the senior vaccination coverage quadrupled. It went on to state, the results of this review seem to discourage the utilization of vaccination against influenza in healthy adults as routine public health measures, end of quote. So what's up with this medical review, right? So the medical establishment actually took stock of the effectiveness of the flu vaccine, guys. Yes, they did. They expected to see a 35 to a 40% reduction in mortality rates, but in 2005, the truth kind of smacked medicine right upside the head with a 0% reduction in mortality due to using flu vaccines. So the medical establishment is biased when it comes to their vaccinations. They can't accept the truth about their own research, and they continue to increase the mortality rates by using vaccinations. Now, Dr. Peter Dashi, he weighed in on the review on flu vaccines in 2005, and he said this, public officials only need to claim that the vaccine saves lives and that most people, including doctors, assume there is solid research behind the claim, and unfortunately, this is not the case. End of quote. So what is worse is the CDC recommends flu vaccines for children as young as 6 months, when in 2012 there was this comprehensive review of 75 random control studies with findings that showed that there was no evidence that the flu vaccines benefited the children, and the flu vaccine they reported was effective as the placebo in the studies. They also stated that flu vaccines offered serious harm like narcolepsy, febrile seizures, and so forth. So what is really scary is that an abundance of the legitimate scientific studies that were showing, there was really no benefit to the vaccinations. There was harm associated with them. And get this, the medical profession has made a conscious decision to ignore these facts and put patients at risk. That's it. What else could you say? So let's just ask the question then. Are people really getting the flu? Well, there is this great debate in the halls of medicine what actually is the flu. Now, in 2009, the Cochrane Vaccine Field, they published statistics on what is actually the flu and what isn't. Now, in their research reported that during the winter months, about 7 to 11% of the cases are actually flu. 93% of the cases were merely colds, rhinoviruses. So in reality, a small percentage of the pathogens are genuine influenza. So if influenza is relatively rare and a majority of the cases are pneumonia or rhinovirus, why then do we have an excessive push for flu vaccines and the harvesting of flu strains to include in the vaccines? Well, again, it is simple. When medicine uses vaccines to protect you from the flu, you are really getting injected with the flu. So one report also showed in 2012 that getting the flu shot offers recipients a 5-time higher risk of getting a rhinovirus. So a rhinovirus can sometimes mimic the flu symptoms, and people think, well, I got the flu shot, and then I got the flu. But researchers noticed that the flu vaccine had some sort of unknown biological mechanism which reduced immunity, and folks were catching cold viruses. So what was more suspicious regarding the effectiveness of the flu vaccines is that often in the research for the control group needing a placebo vaccine, they were using the hepatitis A vaccine. And here is the big bomb. They can't tell what's going on with your immune system. They just don't know. Modern medicine is kind of tinkering with your immune system through vaccines. And if you need proof, just listen to what an immunologist with over 40 years experience has to say about this. This is Dr. Gary Farthman. He's the professor and associate director of immunology and rheumatology at the Institute of Immunology, Transplantation, and Infection. He says this: the immune system remains a black box. We are still doing the same test I did when I was a medical student in the late 1960s. It's staggeringly complex with tens of thousands of genes. That's an awful lot of moving parts, and we don't really know what the vast majority of them do. We can't even be sure how to tell when the immune system's not working right, let alone why not, because we don't have any good metrics of what really healthy immune system looks like. So we don't even know what an immune system stimulant even means, end of quote. Really? Well, if they don't know what the hell they are doing, ask why they're putting adjuvants in the vaccines to, quote, stimulate your immune system. They don't know what a healthy immune system looks like. They don't know what an immune system stimulant means. Really? They're guessing? It's hypothesis? Let's just, you know, test the American people? You know, you're all just a test group? You need to also remember that pneumonia is not flu, but often they count it as a flu statistically. Because, you know, remember, the real influenza is kind of rare. So they got to beef up their stats. They got to, you know, lump in that pneumonia to justify a flu vaccine. Not the same thing, and they know it. Now you know it. So in reality, folks, February is not a big flu month, but it is a big rhinovirus month because 60% of Americans believe in flu shots. They believe they offer them health benefits. They all go out and get them, which suppresses their immunity, and then they are more vulnerable to the, you know, rhinovirus pathogens, and they get a cold, which, you know, has symptoms of the flu. So I hope I've shed some light on the flu vaccines and why people feel worse after they get them. Now, more research is, you know, cropping up on how much more effective it is to use nutrition and supplements to offer you greater resistance to flu and cold pathogens. So naturally, immunity doesn't, you know, does not come through vaccines. So if understanding that is basically the first step towards a stronger immune system. Yep, because you're going to want to acquire lifelong immunity. And the way to do that is you want to strengthen your immune system and even reverse the damage of prior vaccines. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can ask about their immune system, boosting herbs, all organic, and their organ cleansing products. And they can be reached toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So, by the way, if you sign up for their free online newsletters, just hit the newsletters tab. You can get some empowering health information plus discount coupons to use on your herbal products on the PowerHerbs.com website. We got to take a break, but more health news to empower you on the other side. BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, poker, motion, poker, fashion, deep and purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my beast of Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archer, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin, Fats, back and Peter Poppin.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. Five concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about some ancient medicine. Yes, right. Did you know that your body has about 60 trillion cells? Did you know that? That's the approximate number medicine thinks that a human body has. Now, we do have billions of chemical exchanges and hormone reactions pretty much every minute in this little mini universe that we call the human body. So you have actually, you right now listening, have the power to influence all that. You do. How successfully these chemical exchanges operate. Because all these chemical changes, all these cells, all these hormones, their neurotransmitters, your synapses, everything is directly influenced by one single energy source, one of them. You want to guess what that is? Well, it's not the sun. It's food. So therefore, the food you eat is going to promote health or it's going to promote disease. So this is something the World Health Organization understands very well. And that's why they are aggressively pursuing a global food harmonization code and infrastructure and a one world health system. Okay, so let's talk about food as your medicine. Because, you know, the food's going to be a future category that the WHO gets in your way with. Their view of pharmaceuticals, you know, must be regulated. So they are also thinking since food directly influences function of the body, like pharmaceutical drugs, then food must also be regulated. So they don't want you to self-medicate yourself with food. They don't, because you don't know what you're doing, see. Now, the rewards and punishments, basically, about this future food harmonization controlled network, the rewards and punishments are already being discussed by governments. You know, it's going to be included in socialized health care. That's what it is. So extra taxes on certain foods, as you've seen here and there, little bumps in the road towards this whole thing, being discussed on federal, state levels, you know, nationwide, internationally, if you will. They want to keep you healthy. They don't want you to have diabetes or obesity. See, you need their help to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at what our ancestors did. You know, in ancient times, what did they do to help themselves? Well, our ancestors may have been smarter than some of these doctors that are so-called practicing medicine. You know, despite all the technology and advances in medical science, you know, the ancient physicians actually prescribed foods to fight diseases. Like Dr. John Potter of the University of Minnesota, he discovered some ancient medicinal foods in his research. The Egyptians' physicians, they used to cure about 80 different diseases with cabbage and 30 different diseases with onions and garlic. And those last two, onion and garlic, they were kind of considered the holy grail of medicinal herbs. So these foods work so well that cabbage and broccoli were actually grown specifically for medicinal purposes. And they used it for diarrhea and headaches, gout, and digestive disorders. Now, the Romans, they saw the value also in using certain foods like lentils. They used that for diarrhea and for mood disorders. Now, grapes weren't always used to make wine. An allotment of the grapes were stored for raisins, to be dried as raisins, for a variety of medicinal preparations. Now, currently 75% of the world population relies on the healing power of foods and herbs and some spices. So folklore remedies were primarily responsible for leading modern science to discover the medicinal powers in plants. So about 2% right now, 2% of your pharmaceutical drugs actually contain any organic ingredients. Everything else is synthetic. Now, 15 years ago, drugs contained about 25% organic matter. Now, something's wrong with man's thinking when centuries of experience tend to be replaced with theory and conjecture, and the organic ingredients are replaced with petrochemicals. and vaccines. So our ancestors may not have known about microscopic germs and cholesterol and hormones and all those things. However, they didn't have to have a healthcare system on the verge of collapse either. Right? They just did it. Let's look at some of the population studies, because scientists have spent a lot of time and money to discover that certain cultures have healthier people because basically the way they live, their diet. And nearly every study on cultures, some cultures are healthier than others. They keep popping up every year. These folks live in the Mediterranean, and it used to be in Japan. The Japanese were also up the top of the list, but now with the Fukushima, we'll see what happens there. Also, these recurring studies, there were two major maladies which were nearly non-existent, which was heart disease and cancer. Now, some foods produce a drug-like reaction and can prevent many health problems, including, but not limited to, clogged arteries, depression, pain, swelling, panic attacks, infertility, constipation, and other common illnesses. So if your food pharmacy has a similar or better impact as a pill pharmacy, one has to conclude that food has an extraordinary impact on prevention of disease. So the current global governing bodies, though, want us to start to think of our everyday foods as being pretty much in two categories. They want us to think of food as drugs requiring regulations, and then we also are supposed to think of some certain foods as unhealthy foods, like street drugs requiring, you know, they're illegal, you can't have it, see, and there's penalties, you know. So therefore, you can understand why the food harmonization code would need to be enforced then, right? That's their thinking. That's how they, this is this inverted morality that liberals tend to project. See, this is how it is, though. There's no other higher authority than of God, see. And he gave man the dominion of the earth and everything in it, but he left dominion for man for himself. So he didn't say to the World Health Organization, to the Sierra Club, to the environmentalists, you have dominion over this, 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 this. No, he didn't do that, see. Certain people can't rob you of your rights and turn them into privileges. Privileges need to be regulated and can be taken away from you, but rights from God cannot be. Okay, so basically this mammoth database called NAPRA Alerts at the University of Illinois in Chicago. It has like 100,000 entries of plants grown worldwide and their pharmacological action. And why do they have this? Well, science is realizing that some plants work even better than what man-made drugs can do. So there are hundreds and even thousands of chemicals in your food sources, like broccoli, for instance, which has been identified for a purpose of benefit. They want to invent a pill to mimic broccoli. When you eat broccoli, it lowers your risks of certain diseases like cancer, but they haven't been able to isolate just specifically what that chemical compound in broccoli is. So, eat well, exercise regularly, and drink clean water, and detox, because we live in such toxic conditions now that you're going to have to do that on a regular basis at least twice a year in order to stay on top of things and away from the doctor's office. All right. Now, if you missed Tuesday's show, you'll have to hit the archives because we talked about the medical codes that are being used, implemented, the ICD-10 codes, which are part of the Affordable Care Act, which most likely will be part of a global system eventually controlling your health and pretty much every aspect of your life. So if you missed that show, hit the archive, please. All right, let's talk about some mineral elements, because this is real important for good health. Certain nutrients need mineral uptake in order for the body to absorb that nutrition for you to be healthy. Calcium is one example. And we tend to generally forget about these types of nutrients, these trace elements that can help prevent or even reverse diseases. These are vital nutrients that help the body not only function, but also to purify and cleanse away toxins. And modern science has identified basically 60 different minerals in the human body, and 21 of them are listed as essential for human health. So one thing is for sure, minerals tend to regulate bodily processes and also help to build tissue. Now, your trace minerals are collected by your body in small amounts, and they account for about 4% of your body weight. The other 96% are carbohydrates, fat, and protein, which, you know, include oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, and nitrogen. So when all the fluids are taken away, the body actually consists of about 5 pounds of minerals, and half of this is calcium, and 25% is phosphorus, the two major minerals of bones. Now, nearly all the trace minerals and vitamin nutrition is minimized in food preparations and processing. So, you know, the more processed your food is, the less of the essential minerals you're going to get. Now, the American diet is almost always low in these vital essential nutrients, calcium, iron, and zinc. So eating a diet that consists mostly of animal foods will make the body more acidic, and your body will use more mineral nutrition to help maintain a normal pH level. And if you don't get enough minerals, uh-oh. Well, let's talk about some of these minerals and how they work and how vital and essential they are to you. Let's look at boron for a minute. Now, the recommended daily allowance for boron, they say, is 40 milligrams. So prior to 1981, boron was considered unimportant by medical science for human health. Now, since then, there's been some studies that have shown that boron is an essential nutrient for normal growth for your hormones and healthy bones. There was a study done at the U.S. Department of Agriculture that found that within 8 days of receiving 3 milligrams of boron, postmenopausal women had reduced their loss of their bone loss and had regained more calcium and magnesium by about 40%. However, science hasn't been in a hurry to list any recommended daily allowances of boron. So you don't want to neglect boron. It's essential to maintain normal estrogen and testosterone and bone health, along with calcium and magnesium. So if you're trying to improve bone health, just taking calcium supplements isn't going to do it. Your calcium has to have naturally with it boron and magnesium in a 2-to-1 ratio. And you're going to find that naturally in a lot of your green leafy vegetables and some of your herbal plants. So, you know, that chemistry God did out, he did it perfectly for you. Now, what happens if you don't get enough boron? Well, you can experience some health problems like insomnia, muscle cramps, bone pain, backache, arthritis, fatigue, migraine headaches, nervousness, fluid retention, depression, menopausal symptoms, PMS, and some other menstrual problems. Some of the food sources that you're going to find boron in are sardines, salmon, dark leafy vegetables, like I mentioned, sesame seeds, and valerian root as one of your herbs, white oak bark, kelp, nettle leaf, and thyme herb, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme. So you can check that out and stock your cabinet with that. Now let's talk about calcium. Recommended daily allowance of calcium is 1,200 milligrams. The average daily intake is about 743 milligrams. A majority of your calcium basically is going to be in your bones. About 1% is needed for nerve impulses and muscle contraction. And this would include your organs that tend to contract, like your heart muscle, your kidneys, and your gallbladder. Actually, any organ that exhibits movement in order to function is going to need some calcium. Okay, so crime scene labs across the world have had no DNA or RNA or mitochondria to test if it weren't for calcium. So calcium is important to crime scene laboratories in testing their DNA. Calcium contributes to a protein and a genetic structure for the cells. So calcium helps reduce the symptoms of PMS. It protects you against colon cancer even. So your body is constantly adjusting the levels of calcium in the bones and in your blood system. So if there is low calcium in the blood, it's going to be taken from the bones. So your body needs calcium for your bones, for teeth, nails, blood, heart, skin, and all the soft tissue, the connective tissue. And calcium is used in the bone and tooth formation as well as in blood for clotting. So calcium is pretty important. But like I said, the body likes two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And in your natural food sources, you're going to find it just like that. So what happens if you're calcium deficient? Well, blood pressure is affected by deficiencies in calcium and magnesium. Other health problems are heart palpitations, osteoporosis, of course, arthritis, rheumatism, backache, finger tremors. You ever seen that, where people's fingers are really kind of just vibrating? Premature aging, insomnia, muscle cramps, nervousness, arm or leg numbness, and tooth decay. Now, here's some of the foods that you're going to want to beef up on for proper balance of your calcium with your mineral uptakes. Turnip greens, tofu, spinach, pinto beans, figs, beet greens, anchovies, horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia herb, sienna leaf, plantain herb, barberry bark, hawthorn berries, and demania leaf. Now remember, you're going to need those two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium for proper calcium uptake and absorption. Animal dairy products don't have that. That's why osteoporosis and bone loss across America is just huge, even though people are consuming more and more milk. All right, I want to also talk about iodine. Recommended daily allowance is 150 mcgs. Average daily intake is about 250 mcgs. But is it organic iodine or synthetic? Iodine may not seem important, but if you want your thyroid to make hormones and supply the cells with energy, well, iodine is going to be important. Without natural iodine, your thyroid gland tends to swell up and get a goiter. We have 200 million worldwide with 6 thyroid glands, and a majority of them are sick because of a lack of natural iodine. Okay, so in 1924, it was reported that Michigan had 47% of the people, they all had goiters, and they were relying on iodine put in the salt instead of relying on natural iodine from food sources. So your body will use natural iodine to provide healthy hair, nails and skin, teeth, thyroid function, of course, and cell energy. It also is used to burn healthy fat and support neurotransmitters for mental health. So if you have a deficiency in iodine, you're going to have dry skin and hair, goiters, you're going to have retarded growth in our youth, irritability, nervousness, arteriosclerosis, obesity, and low IQ. And the foods or herbs that are going to have natural iodine in them are kelp, seafood, egg yolks, citrus fruit, garlic, your sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which doesn't promote hypertension, and black walnut, which has the highest concentration. Now let's talk about iron. Recommended daily allowance of that is 15 milligrams. Average daily intake is about 10 milligrams. So iron helps the blood to transport oxygen from the red blood cells. So without natural iron, the blood can't hold on and carry the adequate nutrients in the blood to your heart, lungs, brain, other muscles, and organs. So women are usually 50% iron deficient due to their reproductive system. The ancient Greeks knew that without iron-rich foods in the diet, a person would have difficulty sitting still. Ever have any fidgety kids? They called it ataxia, in other words, known as restless leg syndrome. Hello? So the Royal Liverpool University Geriatric Medicine Department did a study on restless leg syndrome and found that patients had a really low iron level. So when they gave them iron, it reduced the condition, improved it. So it is best to get natural iron rather than synthetic forms of iron. But if you can't get natural iron, you can kind of compensate with the ferrous sulfate version. Too much iron can make you more vulnerable to bacterial and viral infections, so you don't want to overdo it. Infants don't require iron supplements, and mother's milk does not contain iron because their digestive tract uses only lactic acid bacteria to digest the milk. So baby formula fortified with iron can actually cause bloating and create gas, giving kids colic. So if you're deficient in iron, you're going to have weak bones and nails and teeth and brittle hair, and you may be susceptible to things like alcoholism, colitis, anemia, fatigue, menstrual problems, and lower immune system, and you'd be more sensitive to stress. Now, foods and herbs that are going to have natural iron are found in bananas, blackstrap molasses, whole grains, walnuts, lentils, red meat, and, of course, beetroot. Beetroot's awesome. If you want to beef up iron, just juice you some beets. All right, zinc's next. Zinc, recommended daily allowance, 15 milligrams. Average intake's 8 milligrams. Zinc is everywhere in your body, okay? There's not one cell that doesn't have zinc stamped all over it. So your cells need zinc for proper enzyme function, hormone balance, and cell growth. So this mineral is very high in high demand in your body because of the many functions that it supports. Therefore, you got to replenish it. So zinc helps to strengthen your cells, supports your immune system, and is essential during pregnancy to prevent premature birth. So for men, zinc is your best friend because it's important for male hormones and sperm formation. Teenagers with acne problems will benefit from eating foods containing natural zinc. And the systems of the human body that have to have zinc are your brain, your heart, prostate, all your glands, your digestive system, your hemoglobin in your blood, and, of course, your reproductive system. So if you're deficient in zinc, you can have a loss of taste. You can be fatigued. You can have a poor appetite. You can have slow growth, sterility. Wounds don't heal very well. And you're going to be more susceptible to alcoholism, Alzheimer's disease, arteriosclerosis, cirrhosis of the liver, arthritis, osteoporosis, diabetes, high cholesterol, and baldness. So foods that are going to be high in your natural zinc are in kelp, alfalfa, apples, beets, onions, and almonds. So there you go. So there's a bounty of minerals out there, and you're going to find them in your nuts, your grains, your dark leafy vegetables, fruits, various herbs, and almost all of these minerals are going to be in the proper balance. So the master chemist, your creator, did all that perfectly, so you can count on that. So organic foods are going to be best. They're going to have your highest mineral content, so try to get organic if you can. Now, if you're looking for a little help, if you just don't eat very well, you can't afford organic all the time, well, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a fabulous body foundation food mix, which contains your vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. So in case you're skipping around on meals and you're just not eating very well, you can supplement with that and do yourself a world of good. Very affordable, too. So you can check it out on the web at thepowerherbs.com and ask about Body Foundation Food Mix or give them a call. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Well, I'm about out of time, so we'll be back next week. I hope you'll be here with us. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. That's if you dare. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.